Well, I have a question for you. Does housework ever make you angry? The fact that you have to do it again, the fact that maybe someone undid the work that you had just done, muddy prints on your freshly mopped floor, or new dirty dishes when you had just finally washed them all. You don't want to be mad, but you are. Let's talk about this. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler, author of the book Simplified Organization: Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I write, podcast, and I also run Convivial Circle, a mom support group helping women to excel at homemaking and love their life with their family at home. I know the feeling of seeing what work needs to be done around the house and starting to feel the rise of bitterness, resentment, anger, irritation, whatever label we want to put on that feeling that rises up. It's not a good feeling. It's not the way we want to respond to our home or our family. It is a problem. Most of us just don't know how to respond to it properly, how to fix it. You don't fix it just by doing the work in anger. Grab a basket of laundry to fold and let's talk about how to actually address our attitude about the home when we feel mad about doing the housework. We look around and we see the work that we need to do. It's all too much for us to fit in the time that we have available. We've all been there. So how do we respond? Sometimes we might sigh and get on with what we can do, sad that we can't do more. Sometimes we might decide to just put it all off until some magical day where we will have enough time to get it all done. Sometimes we feel angry. When we feel anger as we look around and see the housework to be done, we might not even realize that it's anger that we're feeling. We might justify our response in our own heads. However, unless we correctly identify our problem, we're not going to be able to effectively solve it. And anger with housework is a problem. And the problem that we need to solve isn't the housework. And it's not even the fact that we have to do it again after having just finished it. In my own life, I've seen three different scenarios where anger, even self-justified anger, has been my response. Each of these three different situations has to be answered in a particular way, but each can be answered and resolved without yelling or bitterness or resentment. After all, we want to love our life as moms at home. So we can feel angry when we clean the house because we're focused on finishing the housework. We want to be done with the cleaning. And then too soon after we finish, we have to do it all over again. That's easy to blame the kids or even our husband for undoing our work that we had finished, for making messes again, for needing more food or more laundry. When we see housework as a thing that we're supposed to finish, check off, and move on from, then it feels like the people are the problem. We finished the work, but because of others, we have to go do it again. The problem in such cases is only our perspective, the story that we're telling ourselves about the work in our heads. It's not about the people, and it's not even about the work. It's about the way we're thinking about it. It's our view of the nature of housework, even the nature of life. We don't understand that our position in relation to our home and family is as caretaker, which involves ongoing work. The work of keeping a home is not work that ever stays done. Now, that's not a discouraging statement if we look at it rightly. If that statement, however, makes us say, ugh, and wonder why we even bother, then we are the problem. The good news is that we can fix this attitude problem. Housework is ongoing maintenance work. It's the work involved in real life, in tending life. The repetitious nature of housework is because of life. It's evidence of life being lived. If the work ever were actually done once and for all, it would be because life was over. And that's not what we want. When we wash clothes, make food, sweep floors, tidy up, we are living life. We're making our home a functional place for life to happen. We're loving our people and nurturing them in very hands-on, practical ways, whether they appreciate it or not. A home is a place where life is nurtured. And life is messy. So nurturing life means that there will be mess. And dealing with it is part of our job. There's no cause for resentment in that job, in our life. Our people are not a problem. They are the point. A second reason why we can become angry in our housework is feeling like, no one ever helps me clean. When we feel like others aren't pitching in, doing their part, or helping out, then we can feel resentful, which is another form of feeling angry. We think they should be contributing to making it better and not just contributing to the mess. There are two possible errors that we can be making when we respond with resentment to other people's lack of helping out around the house. The first is a misunderstanding of our position as homemaker. It's a misunderstanding of our responsibility within that role. Either we don't see homemaking as a position and a responsibility that we can embrace, or we focus more on the perks than the work entailed in that job. It's not just about being the one who does the decorating, right? Our culture today assumes that it is best for everyone to equally split the mundane, tedious housework. This comes from a place of disrespecting the work. It's actually not true that the housework should be split equally among each member of the household, or even equally between the adults of the household. It's not true, it's not biblical, and yet you never really hear anyone questioning this fundamental assumption in our society. As a homemaker, the work of running the home, cooking and cleaning included, is our responsibility. It's our job. It's not drudge work. Having housework to do is not a downer. For there to be a home, someone has to be responsible for keeping things running. For a home to function, much work, effort, and attention has to be poured in. Just as any business requires that someone be an owner and a manager for everything to run smoothly, so it is with the home. A home is a business-like endeavor. a company or a troop of people together, united on a mission. We, as the homemaker, as the mother, as the wife of the home, are entrusted with the management position within this endeavor. We can throw ourselves into that role with gusto and grow in competence in it. It is work that is worthy of our time and energy. Now, the second possible reason that we might be upset with others not really helping out as much as we want is irritation is easier than putting in the time and strategy to the relational work required to bring our children on board the team of the family. Instead of training our children and figuring out routines that allow them to participate within their own capacity, we do the work that we ought to be teaching them to do while indulging in feeling like a martyr or just in self-pity. No one, ourselves included, is served by mom being a martyr. Even if we think we're just keeping it to ourselves or it's only in our own head and it's not coming out, it's coming out. Just because the housework is our responsibility as managers of the home doesn't mean that we have to do all the work. We are responsible for seeing that it is done and done with competence and cheerfulness, our own cheerfulness as well. Morale within the family is also our job as mom. So that means that taking the position of nag as a wife or mother is not going to be effective. Asking for help isn't necessarily a problem, but it all depends on where you're coming from when you ask. Demanding it without setting up the kids for success in the work by training them, by having reasonable expectations, and by guiding them along the way is not going to create either the outcome in the housework that we want or the outcome in home morale that we want. If it is true that our kids should be helping out more than they currently are with the housework, then that's on us. We can bring them on board and make them part of our team, teaching them and training them and equipping them, and not merely demanding of them. All right, so the third reason why housework can make us mad is that it might feel to us like we've been demoted when we see a whole bunch of house chores on our to-do list. Related to the culture's assumptions about housework being tedious, trivial work that should be shared equally is an undervaluing of the work itself. The culture treats it that way because they disrespect it. They don't value it. Once I wrote a blog post about kids doing chores in the home, and a man left a scathing comment against kids doing chores at home. And one thing he said stood out to me. He said, "There's no reason to teach kids how to do something that anyone could learn to do in 5 minutes." Such a disrespect for the work of keeping a home is in the very bones of our society today. We don't even realize how poorly we view the home and the work that it takes. So then it's not surprising when, even if having a family was our lifelong dream, we feel like being in charge of meals and dishes and laundry is a demotion or even demeaning. the feminists have been beating that drum for so long that we don't even realize when we operate from their assumptions. When we have a low view of housework, we will also have a low view of the home. With our words, we might honor the home and family and homemaker, but our attitudes about the actual tasks that make up the job belie our stated beliefs. A true understanding of the worth of the home would enable us to enjoy the work of maintaining the home, even the repetitive work included in managing and tending a home. So instead of being angry when we see that we have housework to do, instead of being irritated, resentful, bitter, or irritated, we can choose joy. It's not uncommon as a mom looks around the house and sees all that there is to do for her to feel overwhelmed by all that could be done. But the next feeling after feeling overwhelmed doesn't have to be anger, irritation, or discouragement. After feeling overwhelmed, we can take a four-step approach to digging into the good work that's in front of us. We can brain dump. We can write down all the things weighing us down, all the things that we feel like we could, should, or would be doing, all the things just swirling in our minds. Write them down on paper. 2, write a list or a true statement about the work. You can't do all the things that you brain dumped, so pick 3 of them and make a super short list for yourself and just start tackling it. Cheerfulness often comes after action. We can't wait for action. We can't wait for cheerfulness to come first before taking action. Or instead of writing a list of 3, you could also write a motto or copy a verse or quote that helps you change your thinking about the work in front of you. The third thing to do is to take a baby step. Do 1 small thing that needs to be done in your home. Just get started. Use a timer and spend just 10 minutes working on something rather than worrying about how to do it all. And then 4th is to iterate. Life changes, and so will our methods and our routines. We can adapt, and we can plan on needing to adapt. We can just get started, and we can learn from our own real lives. We don't have to figure it all out ahead of time before getting started. You can have help, guidance, and support from myself, from Stephanie and Lisa, my team inside Convivial Circle, and from hundreds of other like-minded Christian moms in our community as we work through this process, applying it to each area of our home in our course, Sweep and Smile, which we are about to start live inside the community. It will be a time of figuring out what the core of each one of our personal homemaking routines are, our minimum viable home routines that will make the most difference. What my minimum viable routines are and what your minimum viable routines are will be different because our family patterns and our homes are different. But I know the process of figuring out those minimum viable routines, and I will walk you through figuring out what you need to do in your situation in the program Sweep and Smile inside Convivial Circle, and you'll do it with support and encouragement and accountability along the way. Join us inside Convivial Circle to work on Sweep and Smile by going to simplyconvivial.com/sweep. That's simplyconvivial.com/sweep to join us. We will help you to repent, rejoice, repeat, even with the housework.